an old pop song entitled Lollipops and Roses. At this time, we're going to feature our very talented bassist on a composition that was written by Clifford Brown many years ago. They played it fast, we're going to do it slow. Daoud. Okay, Mr. Farnsworth has some CDs for sale at the back at the bar. And he really needs the money because his son is having a birthday next week. He's going to be 14 years old. And I highly recommend the CDs. They got some good ones back there. Make someone happy. And with Eric Alexander, is Steve Nelson out there?
Yeah.
Steve Nelson. Jim Rotunda. And a cast of others.
Curtis Fuller.
Ray Mantia. And the CDs are free. But the autograph is $20. And it's
a
package.
It's a Sunday special. It's a $10 autograph, man.
$10 autograph.
I cut it right in half.
Yeah, and it's a special. You can't get one without the other. So anyway, before we proceed further, we'd like to do a shout out to some special people, important people. Well, you're important, that's why you're here. But I'm talking about these people are very important because they're part of the Mayburn family and the Gray family. And first, the young lady, she just turned 19. I hope she don't mind me telling her age. And she's getting ready to start her second year of college, and we're really quite proud of her. I think we should applaud her. First year she got through it. I'm sure this year's going to be, you know, even harder, but she'll, you know. And when she was a little girl, 3 or 4 years old, I was playing the piano out in Plainfield, New Jersey. And she ran up to, she wouldn't remember this, but I remember she ran up and hit a note. I was in the key of F, and I said, wait a minute, I wonder if she, all other family members just talking and not paying attention. I said, wait a minute, I wonder if she has perfect pitch. True story. So I changed the key to E flat. She said, she ran up and hit the E flat. I said, well. So fast forward some years later, you find out she does have perfect pitch. And I have a relative good pitch. And she taught herself how to play the piano, no help from me. And she taught herself how to play the Jimi Hendrix guitar. And she taught herself how to play the Wes Montgomery guitar. And we're quite proud of her. Hey, Mama, you ready for an ear training test or you rather not? I want to show you, okay? You gotta be quiet now because sometimes it's hard for the ear. Okay. So tell the folks what this note is.
C sharp.
Say it again.
C sharp.
C sharp.
Yeah.
She's right. We said D flat. Give her a hand, see? And her wonderful, beautiful mother who made it possible for her to be in this world, Judy, wave your hand. And my main man, who had something to do with it too, he's very smart, and he does a lot of writing for TVs, you know, not on a regular basis, you know, but his work is great. You know, he writes for the a show called the Stella Awards. Some of you might know about that, the Trumpets Awards, the NAACP Awards, and all that stuff. He just got through, and he writes fast. And he's very active. He just wrote something for the Montclair Jazz Festival for Christian McBride. And he's not free, but he's reasonable. Michael Mayburn, raise your hand. And we're proud of him. And last but not least, your aunt, Aunt Leslie, raise your hand. Aunt Leslie Gray, raise your hand. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go, we'd like to announce the presence of another young man from Toronto, Canada. He comes from a musical family. His brother's a great tenor saxophonist. His brother's Grant Stewart. Let's say hello to Phil Stewart. Phil, wave your hand. Take a bow. Phil Stewart. Great man. Also, another man over there from Pittsburgh. He's an aspiring drummer and pianist. Say hello to Gordon from Pittsburgh. Hello, Gordon. Thank you so much for being here. Here's a composition that was written quite a few years ago, and it's been like a hit in Johannesburg, South Africa. Not a million-dollar hit, but, you know, I get royalty statements from BMI, and for some reason they seem to like it. I guess it's because of the beat. It's called Raking, R-A-K-I-N, and Scraping. Raking and Scraping.